Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he supports the framework of bipartisan gun safety measures. NPR's Kelsey Snell reports that lawmakers hope to vote on a final bill in the coming weeks.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes the senators, including 10 Republicans who crafted the deal, have done the best they could to get, quote, total support for the proposal. Lawmakers are still writing the bill, and McConnell says his support hinges on the final bill closely reflecting the proposals in the draft version released on Sunday.
If it leads to a piece of legislation, I intend to support it. I think it's progress for the country.
That plan includes expanded background checks for young gun buyers, broader restrictions on gun sales to people convicted of domestic abuse, funding for mental health and school safety programs, and incentives for states to pass so-called red flag laws. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
President Biden is blaming his Russian counterpart for the rising gas and energy prices. Biden is facing growing pressure to take steps to ease the pain amid growing fears of inflation. The president talked about the situation earlier today in remarks to the AFL-CIO in Philadelphia.
I'm doing everything in my power to blunt Putin's gas price hike. Just since he invaded Ukraine, it's gone up $1.74 a gallon because of nothing else but that.
Biden says his plan to coordinate the largest release of oil from global reserves will help over time. The U.S. is working with its allies to get 20 million tons of grain out of silos in Ukraine and onto world markets. FDA advisors are recommending that the agency authorize Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 6 through 17. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The FDA Advisory Committee voted in a pair of unanimous votes that the agency should authorize Moderna's vaccine for children and adolescents. Those young people are already eligible to get the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, but the FDA advisors concluded that the benefits of Moderna's vaccine also outweigh the risks for this age group. The FDA does not have to follow the advisory committee recommendation, but the agency usually does. On Wednesday, the FDA advisors will consider the first vaccine for children younger than age 5. That's the last group to become eligible for vaccination. FDA scientists say the benefits of low-dose versions of the vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech appear to outweigh the risks for babies, toddlers, and other very young children. Rob Stein, NPR News.
Primary elections were held today in Maine, South Carolina, Nevada, and North Dakota. The AP is projecting Joe Cunningham to win the Democratic primary for governor in South Carolina. He'll face Republican incumbent Henry McMaster in November. This is NPR News. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has declared a statewide disaster amid historic flooding. Rescue efforts continue in three counties that are still reeling from record downpours that triggered mudslides. Record flooding and rock slides prompted the closing of Yellowstone National Park. A college student is suing one of the world's largest shipping companies over her alleged sexual assault aboard a cargo ship. Maeve McGoran reports that the incident raised a wave of reforms by increasing awareness of the risk that many mariners are facing at sea.
She went by Midshipman X when she wrote last fall that she was raped while interning on a ship. Now she's revealed herself as a senior at the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy, named Hope Hicks. She says in 2019, engineers on a Maersk ship persuaded her to drink with them until she blacked out.
I woke up and my clothes were wet on the floor. My sheets were bloody.
Hicks says she was raped. The Coast Guard says it has referred her case for prosecution.
The maritime industry, they have a long history of just pushing stuff aside and having no way for victims to come forward and having no voice.
Hicks' account inspired congressional legislation and federal reforms to protect mariners from sexual assault. Maersk had no comment on the lawsuit. For NPR News, I'm Maeve McGoran.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mostly lower today on concerns about the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 151 points. The Nasdaq gained 19 points. The S&P 500 dipped 14. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.